The world's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Can't hang around in the after show much today. Just trying to give you an all of you a heads up on that for those who do hang out with us. If you're not hanging out with us in the after show, shame on you because you're missing a lot of good stuff. I get to go speak to high school seniors today at Worthington Kilborn High School. Get to go tell them the truth. Get to go smack them in the face with the truth. And got to gird myself up. So those of you out there, be praying for me because, you know, one of the things that always happens to me when I come back is I'm always come back a little bit. I don't say get depressed because I don't get depressed, but I come back a little bit upset because I see what very few people see because they don't get the opportunity to do it. I see how deeply, deeply poisoned the brains of our children are. These are seniors in high school. These are 17, 18-year-olds who are going to go to college and going to have more of the indoctrinate. Probably, this is a very, you know, it's a nice suburb of Columbus. This is a pretty much a wealthy, wealthy, highfalutin area up there, Worthington, Ohio. And to know that this is top shelf, boys and girls. These guys are top shelf. And to go in there, and I see two things. I know every I see it every time I go. Number one, how brainwashed they are. And number two, well, I'm going to say three. How brainwashed they are, how little they know about the gospel, and number three, how unwilling those who believe are to stand up and defend it. It's greatly discouraging in a lot of ways. And so I look forward to that. But anyway, as soon as the show's over, I gotta go put on my foo-foo and all that stuff and head out the road. And been really convicted lately. I hope you are. I hope you're convicted. Again, I explained the other day the difference between conviction and condemnation. Conviction is that feeling, that urging that will not go away, that you must do something. That's called conviction. I'm convicted. And a lot of times, I don't know how you guys are, but for me, conviction doesn't leave me until I act upon it. Now, that's not true because I can let it go for a while and then it turns to regret. Somebody gives me a thumbs up. If you do not act on convention or a conviction, it will become regret. It will. Because that's the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, another voice they won't hear. And we hear that voice, we don't obey. What does it say? Listen to him and obey him. My sheep hear my voice, another voice they won't hear. Listen and obey. And we're in the mess that we're in because for the most part, number one, we're not taught in church how to hear his voice. And number two, how to obey his voice. And I'm going to tell you this, the more you obey his voice, the more clearly you hear his voice. Boy, that's a mic drop. That was a mic drop.
Boom.
The more you obey his voice, the more clearly you will hear it.
Amen.
And we're in a mess. Now, we got a great action plan for this weekend. I'm going to pull Mel in here in a second. I'm going to pull Craig in here in a second. I made a note to myself here. I do it. I create a little bit of a foundation before I come down here. It's 60 degrees in Columbus, right here. 60 degrees, middle of February. The heck's going on? Hey, Steve Deck, I got the new cord. A hot tub works again. So thanks for that. Thanks for that advice. You say, what's he talking about? Well,
that's good.
On my only chance to get it out, Steve Lane. It worked, man. Got one of those 10 gaugers and. Oh man, that thing's purring. It's all good. So let me ask you something. Are we going to surrender?
Nope.
Never surrender.
Are we going to surrender? Because for the most part, and again, I make people upset every time I question their theology. And I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to do that. All right? And so, you know, somebody got mad at me because I made some reference to the not believing in the rapture. I never said I didn't believe in the rapture. I never said that. Never said that. I said that those who believe in the rapture, if you believe in it, there ought to be some fruit to your belief rather than sitting in your prayer closet and waiting for the skies to split. That's what I said. Don't send me emails saying I'm bashing rapture believers, because you don't know what I believe. But I'm telling you this, as I always say, are we going to stand up and fight, or are we in a surrender mode? That's really what we have to ask. Hey, folks, I'm going to show you something here. I don't know how many of you are aware of this. Let me open up a bit. You ready, Spencer? I didn't number him today. Pull up me on Stephen Colbert. Do you know it was 2 years ago? Was it 3 years ago? That I sat in my car and I made a video about the Super Bowl I just watched, where J-Lo showed her crotch. Anybody know what I'm talking about? J-Lo, was it J-Lo and then that other slut that brought on there and danced around and showed their twat in front of everybody? You know what? Everybody remember what I'm talking about? And I got in my car and I said, what the hell's going on? I'm going to sue them for $100 million. I just kind of said, and then it went viral. I went viral. And I want to show you this real clip. So I want you to know again that Super Bowl time, the devil's loose, the devil's relentless, the devil's in your face, and the devil will not stop chasing after your progeny. The devil will not stop pursuing your seed. He is relentless. His minions are relentless. They will not stop. They are thank you, Lord. They're far more committed. The Luciferians are far more committed to their God than we are to ours. I can tell you that. Because you know what they want to do? They want to make sure that Luciferian agenda gets in your kid. That's why they've got the public schools. That's why they got the colleges. That's why they have Hollywood. That's why they have ESPN. That's why they have the NFL Super Bowl halftime show. Of all the things they could put on a family-friendly football game, what do they put on? Do they put on Johnny Cash singing about Folsom City Blues? Do they put on something wholesome up there? Do they do anything do they put a marching band out there and everybody? No. They put the most vile, demonic, Luciferian bilge ever, because they're after your kids. Did you think about that? When you sit down and you watch the Super Bowl, and they're putting people on that screen that you've never heard of, Rihanna? So my brother, my 72-year-old brother, Dan, sitting in the Super Bowl, does he even know who Rihanna is? Does he even care who Rihanna is? He don't care who Rihanna is. All he knows is she's going to get up there and she's going to flash around. She's going to show her booty. And what? Because why? See, they're not after my brother, Dan, at 72, or me at 70. They're after your kids. Now, do you really believe that the majority of people spending money are the kids? Is that why they're putting Rihanna up there? Is that why they put J-Lo up there? Because what? They're selling a lot of you don't believe that, do you? No, they're putting Rihanna and J-Lo and those other freaks up there because why? They're stealing the mind of the next generation. Oh, you better get it, man. If you don't see it, if you don't understand, and they are relentlessly, because God's the one that declared war, and he declared the war on the devil. And he said, I'm after your seed. You're after my seed, dude. Let me tell you something. My seed is going to crush your head. It's going to crush it, baby. Well, my seed. And the devil says, oh yeah, you watch here, Jehovah. The devil has been on a relentless pursuit of the truth. So 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I lose track of where we are. I don't know. I just made a video out in my car on the filth. And then this guy, Stephen Colbert, some of you have seen this, some of you haven't. We're not going to watch the whole thing. Ask yourself this. How much would this publicity cost me if I wanted to run an ad? So I got the word of the Lord out and the devil paid for it. Go ahead, play that quickly. I got somewhere I'm heading today.
Dave Daubenmeyer says he wants to sue the NFL because the Super Bowl halftime show made him horny. I hope he means this year's halftime show because I'd hate to think he was aroused by Left Shark. Apparently, what got Daubenmeyer all Daubenmeyered up was the Pepsi halftime show featuring Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. Daubenmeyer took to the internet to vent his very specific problems with it.
I saw a lot of crotch shots. Dare I say that? Crotch shots from last night's Super Bowl. I'm looking for a lawyer out there.
Okay, somebody you can pull that down. You can pull it down, okay? You can put it in the chat if you want to, Spencer, so others can watch. I just want you to know I've been at this game for a while, and I've been warning people that they're after our kids, and if we don't stand up and push back. How about this one, friends? How many people, how many churches are having Super Bowl parties this weekend? And watching this demonic Luciferian program unleashed in the church, and they don't even realize it. They say, oh, coach, don't worry, because we turn off the halftime show. We say a prayer at halftime. When the guys are there because they're idolizing the NFL, and they're not even smart enough to know, why would Pepsi put naked broads on TV for your kids to watch?
Amen.
And you're sitting there and you're watching these crotch shots of these women with your 7-year-old daughter beside you, right? Huh? And then she goes on her cell phone and she Googles J-Lo. You get it, right? Seed planting. Well, we don't care. We don't care. I do. You guys do. But I'm sick of it. And so I want to announce today that's like not even the night. I'm tired of taking it. Anybody with me? Anybody out there tired of taking it?
Amen.
I wrote a commentary at newsandthews.com today, and it didn't get up yet. I don't know what happened, so it'll post tomorrow. But I'm gonna bring Mel in here. I'm gonna bring Craig in here. Craig's working, and we have an initiative, baby. We are not. Anybody want to fight back? Anybody want to fight back? The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And as we sit here right now, Craig's at work. So Craig's going to take a little break at the bottom of the hour and come in and explain this a little bit more. Do you know, folks, that right now, they are planning, practicing a Luciferian, satanic program at halftime? We don't know what it's going to be, but I promise you it's going to be satanic, Luciferian, directed at our children. Hey, Reggie, am I telling the truth? Hey, Stephanie, am I telling the truth? Can somebody tell me why adult men heading up the NFL, adult men behind everywhere you look, adult men, why they would program a halftime show to perversion of young people? Because there's something deeper and darker that's going on here, friends. Something much deeper and darker. Craig's going to come in here in a second. He's going to talk about the God of Ra and why it's in Phoenix and the summoning of demons that's going to be taking place at halftime. And we don't even know it. But yes, we do. And we're going to fight back against it. We're going to push back against it. We're going to do what the scripture tells us to do, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6. Pull that up there for me if you could real quick, Spencer. Ephesians 6. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. It's more than a halftime show.
Amen.
Boom.
Boom. Everybody leave me alone here, man. Where'd I put my glasses? I'm flopping stuff all around there. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, wily coyote, right? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's the fight. There's the fight. And that's who's controlling the NFL. And Disney and Pepsi and everyone who's trying to produce this stuff. Because why? They're after your seed. They're after your seed. We watched the Emmys. Yeah, I didn't watch the Emmys. But the Emmys, that even the Luciferian left now is saying that it was a full-blown satanic ritual done on national TV. The left is saying that. In fact, Joy Reid, hang on with me. Joy Reid. Where was Joy Reid? Joy Reid. Pull up. Go to Caligula at the Grammys real quick for me there, Spencer. And scroll down on Caligula at the Grammys. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. You guys know who Caligula was? Roman emperor, third Roman emperor. Huh? By the way, he overplayed his hand. Caligula overplayed his hand. Let me tell you something. The left has overplayed their hand, if we'll engage. They have overplayed their hand. Now, I don't know who Joy Reid is. Joy Reid, I couldn't care less who Joy Reid is, right? But if you're not smart enough to understand that they have captured all the media and they are now boldly being anti-Christ in what they do, proudly and boldly announcing it before us that they're doing. Not only that, Joy Reid is here to tell us that they have already won. Hey, Spencer, can you kick this thing up to 1.5 speed? Because I got to tell you something. That chick makes me want to puke. And let me ask you something. Who gave her that job? How did she get that job? And who is Joy Reid? Oh, my. Okay, you ready? Hey, look. Here they go. Here they are. Folks, this is so good. They're overplaying their hand. They are declaring victory. Listen to this. Go ahead.
I hadn't watched in years, but I actually really enjoyed it. Although I'm not sure everybody else did. It was, to put it mildly, a celebration of the very thing the American right has turned into its latest anti-wokeness boogeyman, diversity, equity, and inclusion. The show opened with Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny singing 99% in Spanish. Then host Trevor Noah walked and talked through a room that was diversity, equity, and inclusion in human form. The first country Americana artist to perform, Brandi Carlile, was introduced by her wife and daughters. We saw the first trans artist win a Grammy, Kim Petras, who has a hit song with Sam Smith, the British singer who came out in 2019 as non-binary. Trinities. Black acting superstar Viola Davis became an EGOT, winning a Grammy to add to her Golden Globe, Oscar, and Tony Awards. Lizzo performed with her amazing choir of many-sized singers. Beyoncé took home her 32nd Grammy to become the most Grammy-decorated singer of all time. Besting, and I had to look this up, Hungarian-British conductor George Solti. Record of the Year went to Harry Styles, a British male singer who frequently puts on dresses to pose in magazines and is a sex symbol to women and men because of it. And there was a 15-minute epic tribute to the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. So yeah, the culture wars are over and the left won, like total defeat. I can only imagine the heads exploding in red states. I imagine Ron DeSantis is somewhere stalking through his governor's mansion trying to figure out how to ban the airing of the Grammys in Florida and take away CBS's tax exemptions. No educational value, queer theory, black music. It's a helpful reminder that despite the almost hysterical war the right is waging to take the culture back to the John Wayne era, they are not just losing. They literally cannot win. Cultural progression is relentless. Once people get a taste of modernity, they almost never go back willingly. Red state governors and legislators can ban as many books as they want, but people can still buy them on Amazon and literally hand them to their kids. Young Americans are still going to find out the awful parts of American history. They're not.
You get it, folks? The cultural war's over and they won. Cultural war. Why? Why they won? Because our side doesn't even fight. We don't even engage in the battle. We don't even fight. Oh, man, I'm going to fight. Anybody want to fight? Clay, raise your hand if you want to fight. Huh? You want to fight? Okay, well, we are planning a battle royale. Let me see what else I got to get. You guys know Caligula thought he'd won. He thought he'd won, and he ended up getting murdered, right? I don't need to go through all that. Okay, so left spiking the football. The left is spiking the football. And as we sit here right now, can anybody tell me one area of the American culture, society, government, one area that the church is in control of? And I'll wait.
Donations.
Donations. That's about it.
Nothing.
We're not in control of anything. Joy Reid's right, isn't she? Except it's not over. She just thinks it is. It's not over. So here's what we're going to do, and we're going to shove this initiative out. And we're going to ask you to get involved and others to get involved. And Mel's put this together. Mel and Craig have done a wonderful job. As I said, Craig's going to come in here in about 10 minutes when he gets a break, and he's going to talk about the spiritual significance and the summoning of demons that is planned for halftime of the Super Bowl in Phoenix, in the Valley of the Sun, on and on and on and on. Some really, really, now look, you looking at me? The people you share this with, a lot of them are gonna laugh because they're dead inside. They're gonna laugh. Only those of us who have eyes to see and ears to hear are going to understand the depth of what it is that we're fighting against. And only those of us who have eyes to see and ears to hear understand that the battle is a spiritual battle and that we are called to engage that battle. So what we are going to do in a nutshell, and then I'll let Mel come in and explain a little bit of stuff. Here's what we're going to do. And here's what we're going to encourage others to do. The Super Bowl is at 6:30 Eastern time on Sunday. At 7:45, I think that's the time we put on it. At 7:45, just before halftime, we are all going to log in at CoachDaveLive.com. And we're going to use a counter spiritual offensive against what the devil is about to unleash. We're going to have an hour of nationwide, maybe worldwide, spiritual assault on the wicked one before it even comes up. And rather than us sitting around watching the Super Bowl, we are going to be in prayer and intercession on the offensive, what? Tearing down strongholds, fighting back against the forces of darkness. Doesn't seem very Christian, does it? Especially to those of you who will be gathered in your church to watch the Super Bowl halftime show. That's what we're going to do. We are going on the offensive.
Amen. Now,
I'm going to scroll down through here a little bit. Mel put this together. God bless Mel. Thank you, Mel, for doing this. I got on the phone with Craig, and we were just throwing around ideas of what we can do. Can you imagine, folks? Can you imagine? Are you listening to me? Can you imagine if the however many people are listening here? Can you imagine if you told 10 people to tune in, 10 Christians to join in prayer? Can you imagine the spiritual impact that would have? Because where two or more are gathered, what if 2,000 are gathered? So I'm going to read what Mel has up there, because not that she can't read, but just because I'm going to. Hey, look, folks, there is, what's her name? Rihanna. Good things getting ready to happen there, don't you suppose? Oh, it's going to be really edifying to the Lord. It's going to be really edifying to children to watch this. Oh, yeah. It's going to be really, really good. So here's what we're doing. We're taking the field against the demonic, against the ritualistic Super Bowl halftime show. Now, look, listen to me. Most people that you fellowship with don't have any idea this is going on. They have no idea. No, they don't have any idea. They'll think you're crazy. So you need to just tell them, will you join us? Will you just join us in prayer? I think everybody will do that, right? But boy, we're gonna log on here at the Coach Dave Live. We're gonna open this thing up, and we're gonna have people coming in here and praying and reading Psalms. Boy. So join us for a time of imprecatory prayers against the enemy. Sunday, February 12th, 2023, 7:45 to 8:45. Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I give you my word. I will not turn on the Super Bowl, not one second. I'm not watching. I couldn't care less.
Me either.
Amen.
And I would ask all of you, if you are watching Amen. The Super Bowl, if you are watching the Super Bowl, turn it off. Turn it off, because the media tracks how many people are watching. That's how they determine their advertising rates and everything. If the halftime show were to go dark, that's what we need to do, okay? So join us for a time of imprecatory prayers against the enemy. Scroll down a little bit more. This is sponsored by Coach Dave. By the way, you're going to log on just like you do in the morning. There's going to be a link. You log on to Coach Dave Live, click on Join the Huddle, whatever, and we are going to begin interactive prayer. Meaning, Myra, yes, you can pray. Yeah, you can pray if you want to. Mary Beth, yes, you can come in and pray. Craig, yes, you can come in and pray. Anybody who wants to can come in and pray. And we're going to be in unison for an hour, blocking these forces of darkness that are attacking us, right? Okay, detail, scroll on down. Rather than me keep going on with it, we want you folks. Mel, would you suggest they share this? Is this the action this year? Because, look, I don't want to confuse them. We want them to log on to Coach Dave Live. Join the huddle. But this is where the plan is really kind of laid out. In fact, we get Craig in here. I'm going to open up your eyes to some other things. Why Phoenix? Why the Valley of the Sun? I mean, oh my goodness, when Craig gets in here. Mel, go ahead. Let me go ahead, Mel. Go ahead. Then I'll start getting you in here.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. So what I did is I posted it as an event and as an action. So however you get there, you should find it. But if you're sharing it with somebody, go to either the action or the event, and then just copy the link that's, you know, copy and paste the link that's up in the browser bar, and then share that with whoever.
Just ask him to join us in prayer. Yeah. That's all you're doing. You're asking him to join us in prayer. This is easy. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, and when they come here, you know, Coach's, you know, URL is right there in the middle. It says join us online. So that's where they would click on that. Now, Coach, you can put it on your site too, if you want to, but
yes.
But yeah, just copy the page and send it out in a text message to your friends or on social media. You know, just share
put
it out.
Everywhere. Put it everywhere, folks. All of you, put it everywhere. Your Facebook, your Twitter, your Twitter, your Twatter, your Trummer. Put it everywhere, because we're trying to hook Christians whose eyes are open and see and understand. And at the same time, we're trying to prevent young eyes from seeing this stuff. Go ahead, Mel.
No, that's good. You know, I think sometimes too, a picture helps. I don't know if you're good at like kind of cupping, but I think this picture with Rihanna with her finger over her mouth, I mean, that's kind of a classic, you know.
And Mel, let me ask you something now. I asked this to my wife. Love you, honey. I asked my wife this morning. Who chose Rihanna? Of all the people that they could have put on the Super Bowl halftime show, who chose Rihanna? Anybody heard anything about Rihanna? Has she been there? No. They summoned this faithful soldier witch. I hope Colbert's watching. They summon her. They have her come. And they do this ritual right in front of us.
With snakes growing out of her head.
Huh? Oh, my goodness. Hey, Spencer, if you could real quickly, pull up the picture that I did in my newsletter, which should have gone out today, and it didn't. It's okay. And look at the picture of Rihanna that I posted on my newsletter. Look at that picture. Huh? What? Oh, it's just an act. Oh, is it? It's just an act? Is that right? So this is going out in my newsletter today. It was supposed to go out at News with Views. It didn't go out. It'll go out tomorrow. But capture this and share it. Share it. Folks, this could be a massive, massive spiritual attack by the good guys. It could be, we could cancel. Stephanie, can you talk to me a second? Can you come in here a second, Stephanie? That beautiful little grandbaby that you have. God bless you, Stephanie. Can you come in?
Coach, I'm here.
Huh? Am I missing the mark at all here, Steph?
No, sir, you're right on. I'm jumping up and down over here clapping, because that's what we have to do. We have to take the offense. That's what they thrive on. It's just people that don't do anything. And not doing anything is making a decision to do something.
They're so relentless to win, aren't they, Stephanie? They're relentless to win, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
They're relentless.
We have to accept the fact that what we say, oh my gosh, no one would ever do that because that's horrible, is exactly what they would do. And you have to accept the factor that that is how they think. That's how they think. They do not play by any rules, let alone ours, or even consider ours. They hate us. They hate Christ. They hate anything good.
And folks, don't you dare miss this. It's a battle of two worldviews. They want to make sure your view is silenced while theirs is accepted. Their view becomes the norm. See, there's no neutral zone here, folks. There ain't no neutral zone. And what do? They infiltrate the most watched event in America. Every year they infiltrate it. They take over 30 minutes of it right in the middle. And they do a summoning. That's what we're going to see. I'll get Craig in here in a second. Reggie, you can throw your two cents in here. Then I'll open it up a bit. Go ahead, Reggie.
It's been a sequential summoning since Grammys and a couple of like all last year. But what's going on is an egg ritual. What everybody can, when they are doing these prayers, think of is blocking the energy that they're, it's like a dome. You want to put a dome of protection over the idiots sitting there that they're funneling the energy from. I know that sounds really crazy, but that's what they do. So you're trying to block all of that magic and power and summoning that they get while these mans are getting their rocks off, you know, watching these girls dance around naked and the people, the energy. So there's a lot to go on, but block it, close it. Put it down.
Folks, listen, it's on a ley line. Mark Trump just sent, Mark, we were going to talk about this here in a second. It's on a ley line. The stadium's on a ley line. Folks, this is not happening by accident. Craig's going to get into some of that when he gets in here. But if we can't be ignorant of their devices, we cannot understand what's going on. Folks, we got to understand what's going on. This is not entertainment. This is not entertainment. That thing at halftime was not entertainment. Amen. They declared victory because they did a satanic ritual, an open satanic ritual on television, and nobody responded. They said, we've won. Hell, we've won. Homosex is normal. Transgenderism is normal. Killing babies is normal. Hell, it's all normal. We won. That's what Joy Reid said. That's what Joy Reid said. They won. Oh, look, I see all of you want to get in here. Go in, Laura. Come on in, Laura. Then, hey.
Well,
tell us a story, not your life story. Tell us your story, not your life story. Go, Laura.
Yeah, this isn't a life story. It's a Super Bowl of human trafficking. So they're trafficking, not just trafficking boys and girls throughout this whole thing. It's trafficking everyone who's watching this through this satanic thing. So it's also a rescue. When we're praying, it's going to be a rescue story and deliverance. A friend of mine does cover-up tattoos for victims of human trafficking. He's going to be at the Super Bowl rescuing kids and doing cover-up tattoos on those branding that they do on them and removing the trackers out of their bodies.
I've had enough of this crap. Had enough of it. Stand up and push back. Stand up and fight back.
Amen.
Stand up and fight back. Come on in, Mark Trump. I can feel you. Come on.
I just wanted to share. I got to squeeze it in the chat. But, Coach, February 3rd, 2013, that article was written. It's got the demonic video of a scantily clad woman on stage in the Super Bowl in New Orleans on a ley line. Can't wait to hear what Craig has to say, Coach. But you're exactly right. If anything, this is a rerun of other Christians saying this is bad. This is very bad. But how do we wake these people up, right, Coach?
The rapture. We're going to get raptured out of here, Mark. That's what they probably think it's going to happen just before halftime. Look, I'm not making fun of what I'm not making fun of your theology. Your theology ought to motivate you to action. They're raping little kids. They're telling men, little boys, to cut off their penises. They're telling young girls to take hormones. Seed of the serpent. Seed of the woman. As we do Super Bowl halftime shows at our churches. Drawn in, and your neighbors say to you, oh, you're just radical. You just see the devil and everything. Yeah, damn right I do. Damn right. Because I know we're in a war. I know we're in a war. Mike McKee, go. Craig, you out there?
I read yesterday with the two quarterbacks of the Super Bowl are playing for Jesus.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Both of them are open Christian. Yes, they are. Good catch, Mike. George.
That symbol where she's got her finger up to her, Rihanna has her symbol, that finger up to her mouth, is a direct call from Satan. Also, the circle around the eye, it's been on covers of magazines. God shows me through people. I saw on Walter Veith, episode 71, you'll all see real clearly, too, if you turn it on. He shows us that way and through people. And yeah, that's what
George,
I see.
We get all, look, hey, George, I'm not being mean. We get all that. We know what's going on. But nobody does anything about it. Except, oh, look, it's going on. Oh, look at that. Oh, he did this. Yeah, nobody does anything. As they're freaking raping your kids and teaching your daughter to be a boy. Oh, yeah, hell, that's going on. Yeah, go in your prayer closet. We're going on the offensive. Folks, it's dependent upon you. Is Ohio bred out there? Ohio, Brett, you ought to get on the phone and get this message to everybody you've made contact with over the last year. This could be a million person prayer gathering. We could, and then in Jesus' name, it could be. Come on in, Clay.
Well, they didn't rebuild those Georgia Guidestones. Why do you need to rebuild them when you got a giant stadium on a ley line full of people to perform a satanic ceremony?
Well, when I get Craig in here, that's what he's going to talk about. Paul Goslin, come on in.
You're exactly right, Coach. Get on my website, gabrielshealthministry.com, and you go down a little ways and I'm talking about a pedophile doctor who they allowed to practice, and they took my license for 5 years. Okay, he's drugging and raping his young male patients. Okay?
Hey, this guy, Paul.
You know what? It's revealing the truth, Coach. If you're going to talk about it, say something, do something, damn it.
Yes. Hey, Joy Reid said they already won. Maybe we ought to just play that over and over and over and over again. They've already won. They've already won. They've already won. They've already won. They're laughing at us, right? They're laughing at us as we try to drag them back to the dark ages, huh? Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. Jeff Klein. Craig, are you out there? Good, Jeff.
Coach, thanks for the energy here this morning. Just be praying. Everybody pray at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm going in the commissioners. Sit down with them on this evil in the schools. Then tonight at 6, I got school board meeting. This is a double whammy day. But I appreciate this morning.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Jeff, though none go with me, still I will follow. Do you guys hear that? Though none go with me, still I will follow. I don't.
Amen. Care.
Yep.
And all of us in here, there's 126 in the queue. That, hey, folks, if you think that's all listening, come on, man. Everyone listen right now. What if everybody here got 10? What if we got multiples of 10? First of all, the server wouldn't hold it. Hey, who's in here today? Hey, Spencer, are we going to stream this on everything? Is it going to be on Rumble and Facebook? Are we streaming it on all those things? I wonder if Facebook will even let us do it.
We can.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it for all the world to see. All right, Myra.
Yes, I'm sorry. I got stuck. Praise the Lord for the initiative and action taken by Coach Craig and Mel. 1 Corinthians 12a, we read about the gifts. And one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom. And this is very wise. To another, the faith by the same spirit. We have faith that we're overcomers. And we read in Psalm 58, 5 through 7, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cutting pieces. Hallelujah.
Amen. They're going to shoot their bows and it's going to hit them. They're going to dig a ditch and they're going to fall in it. They're going to roll a rock up a hill and it's going to roll back on them. That's what it says in Psalms. I think that's Psalm 55. Craig Mickle, come on in. And as Craig comes in, Craig, I'm going to kind of turn you loose here a minute. Spencer, pull up the thing. It says, it's a standalone email. I think it says David Heavener. I think it is. This is what Craig sent me yesterday. We may want to go through that. Craig, come on in here, man.
All right, Coach. I'm going to try to make it kind of brief, but to the point. Real estate, location, location, location. Phoenix sits on the 33rd parallel. Okay. And what's on the 33rd parallel? That would be Babylon, Baghdad, Mount Hermon, where the 200 watchers came down in Syria, Damascus. It comes in, guess what? Right through Charleston, South Carolina. Where did the Civil War start? Where a lot of bloodshed? Fort Sumter. Lots of blood there, Coach. Runs in. It touches close to the Georgia Guidestones, but it doesn't sit in the 33rd parallel, but it's not too far from it. Comes into Dallas. Who was shot in Dallas, Coach? That'd be JFK, right? Yeah. Swings up right into Phoenix, Arizona. Land, which is right next to the Grand Canyon. In 1977, they had a thing called the Phoenix Lights. All these UFOs. Ever heard of Roswell? 33rd parallel.
Okay. Ah, stop it!
And then guess what? It runs right into Los Angeles, right where Hollywood is. Guess where JFK's brother was shot? You think he was shot over there in Minneapolis? No, he was shot on the 33rd parallel in Los Angeles. 33rd parallel is tied to the Masonic Lodge. So we got our buddies, the Masons, in here. And guess what their lodge is? It's right there in the center of Phoenix. It's called Montezuma's Lodge. As a matter of fact, Grand Avenue, which the Super Bowl is in Glendale, Arizona. Okay, now Glendale, Arizona is a suburb, so to speak, of Phoenix, the city. And Grand Avenue goes right out to Glendale. And guess where?
Okay, we get it. Okay, we get it. We get it. It's on the 33rd parallel. I get it, man. I get it. Everybody gets it, all right? If you believe in the ley lines, just go. You can find those ley lines. You can see where they're. I'm not trying to shut you up, Craig. I'm trying to move you on.
Okay. So the bottom line is they're summoning what I believe are the gods, okay? The pre-show was last Sunday at the Emmys. This is summoning the entities. Okay, we see this at the Commonwealth Games where they had the big beast, where King Charles, you know, watched over the summer. So these are worldwide events that are summoning the gods, and I believe it's the 10 gods that God sent an individual plague to in the Exodus.
Jonathan Cahn's book, The Return of the Gods, is talking just directly about this, right? That they are summoning, they're trying to bring the ancient gods back. Go ahead.
That's right. So now if you look at those three pictures up there, you'll see the picture of what is considered Ra. Ra actually was a ninth god. It's the 3 days of darkness. Okay, that was before the firstborn. It was the ninth plague. But if you look to the very right, there's a picture of The Economist. All right, The Economist is a magazine. That magazine was in January of 1988, 30 years ago, Coach, to 28. It has Bitcoin in it. Has a phoenix with the dollar burning. What are they getting ready to try to do? They're trying to make a global currency. All right. So this whole thing about the sun god, Ra, they're all trying to pull these entities to come into our reality. And that's why they picked Phoenix. That's why they picked Rihanna. Rihanna's first album was called The Sun. Her latest song is called Lift Me Up, which is a reference to this movie, Black Panther and Wakanda Forever, that Marvel Studios has done. All right. And Rihanna, okay, check this out, because she hasn't had an album in 2,190 days, because that's what the trailer says. But do you know how much money she banks? $1.2 billion. She's one of the richest persons, females, and she isn't selling albums. So where's she getting her money? Well, she's getting her bread buttered somewhere else.
And we know. So in other words, Craig, she's not even making music, and they put her on as featured at the halftime.
Well, right. So anyways,
she's not selling records. She's not selling out stadiums, people coming to hear her, but they decided she's a good one to have at halftime, right?
She's been taken care of. Let's just put it to you that way.
Okay.
So anyways, all this is a planned event, and we just need to come against it in the spiritual realm.
Okay, keep going, Mr. Zero. Keep going. Keep going. Come on. We got it. And so they're going to summon, they're trying to summon the sun god Ra in the Valley of the Sun, right? In Phoenix, right? On the 33rd parallel. Oh, boy. Hey, hang on a minute. I get my tinfoil hat on here. Go ahead. Keep going. You're doing good.
Okay. Keep going. In essence, that's
Coach. Spencer, I don't know if you can figure out a way to put this link on the screen in the chat. I don't know if I couldn't figure out how to do it. Get that in the chat so people can study it. Go on, Craig. Go on down.
Well, and it's just tying into the whole Freemasonry thing that's going in on top of it, Coach, and the Illuminati and the one world government, the all-seeing eye, the putting of the top on the pyramid. This is the location why they picked this, and this is the time why they've done it. So that's pretty much all I had to say about it.
Joy said they won. Joy, Reed, who I don't even know who the hell she would be. Anybody know why she would be on TV? Does anybody, did you ever stop and ask yourself why the people who are reading us the news, the propaganda, how'd they get those jobs? How'd they get those jobs? I said to my wife the other day, you guys are gonna think I'm crazy. No, you're not. You're gonna think I'm crazy. I said, man, I ought to have a national show. My wife said, well, you do. You have an international one. I said, oh yeah, I understand that. But I what Salem, you think Salem Media would pick me up and run, wouldn't you? Oh no, no, no. No, they're not gonna do that, are they? Why? Because they're tickling ears. They don't want, see, our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and Salem Media is no different than the pulpits. They don't want to make it, they want to do happy, flappy, feel-good Christianity. They don't want to do anything, even though almost the entire Bible, I saw something like 1,800 scriptural references to war in the Bible. How we don't want to embrace it, that we're at war. And that it is a spiritual war, but unfortunately, it manifests in the natural. That why are they trying to get your grandson to cut off his dinker? Why are they trying to do that? It's a mutilation of the seed. We can't see it.
Well, that's part of this whole rising of the phoenix. You know, if you look at Raw and all that, it's he's got the falcon head, but he has it's the transhumanism. Coach, transgenderism is the pre-show to transhumanism.
There you go. That's well said. If they can convince you that you're born a man but you're really a woman, they can get you to do anything. And listen, I don't care whether they convince somebody else to do it. They ain't convincing me it's normal. They're not going to convince me it's normal. And that's the battle that we have to fight against, because in our churches, they won't even speak out against it, because the churches aren't smart enough to understand that the sexual confusion is demonic. The sexual it's demonic. These people are crushed by demons. That's why they're sexually perverted. The church teaching that? Hey, Clay, are they teaching you that down there in your Presbyterian church? No, they're teaching you to fly the flag for these demonically imprisoned people, and they are imprisoned.
Boom.
They're imprisoned. Oh, my goodness. Scroll down on that screen, on that thing on the screen, because I want everybody to see this. There's some good links to it, Spencer. Look at it. Many gods associated with Ra, his domain, his throne. Ra didn't want to share his throne, the original myth of Ra. Folks, go back to mythology, all this stuff. They were talking about all these gods. Take a deep breath, Coach. Come on in, Janine.
Okay, this is going to hurt some people, but the churches today are worshiping Ra, the sun god, and they don't even realize it. Sunday worship is to the sun god Ra. It was changed by the Pope from God's day, which was the seventh day. And it has nothing to do with Judaism or anything. It's God's creation. And so we have been doing the sun god Ra worship. And then is it so hard to go back into watching a game? Of course not, because you're already used to doing what you've been doing.
Right. Amen. Amen. I can't argue. It's all about the sun, the light of the world. Scroll down there a little bit, because there's some good links on here, folks, that we'll put it in the chat for you. How demonic Phoenix is. Folks, did you know, when you go back and do some research, do you understand the Aztec Indians and the history that they've told us about who built the mounds and all that stuff down there? That's all lies. Do you know that? Do you guys not? You do. Come on, tell me you know that, right? Tell me you know that. That the history in the Phoenix area, the canals built in the Phoenix area, they built the most unbelievably, engineered canal system in that valley down through there that could have ever been created 5,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago. Said Indians did it. Folks, this fallen angel technology is all around us. Amen. And we don't realize it. We don't realize what's going on. This stuff was already here. Oh my goodness. And they're trying to summon the Psalm 2 kings of this earth. They're trying to summon them again. Joy Reid said they already won. Dave Allison.
Yeah. And there you go. Sorry about that. Right outside of Phoenix are the Superstition Mountains.
The Superstition Mountains. If you would just take this thing that we have up on the screen right now, it's 7 pages long. You put it in the chat, I think. If you just read down through this, and all of a sudden you're going to understand. Oh my goodness! Wow, a pyramid in downtown Phoenix? What? Hell yeah! Grand Lodge, the Masonic Grand Lodge there? What? Huh? The Tower of Ra is in Phoenix. Egyptian culture. Brigham Young was a Freemason. Did you guys know that? Oh, my. Yep, there's a song Rihanna's going to be singing up there. Oh, this stuff's just... Hey, this tinfoil hat Thursday. Believe it or you want that. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me. Here's the point. We're fighting against this. We're going to fight back against this. And you're going to tell everybody on your Facebook page and everybody on your friends list to join us for prayer on Sunday at 7:45 Eastern time. For an hour, we're going to pray. We're going to do warfare against these forces of darkness. Because why? God told us that we had the power to do that. We had the power to overcome scorpions and serpents and all the power of the enemy. That's what it says. But we got to know it to do it. Oh, my goodness. Everybody wants in here. Julie.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm glad you brought up about Arizona because I lived there for a year and a half. And I had this feeling of that it wasn't right. And now that you brought all this to light, it just makes sense.
Yep. Amen. Hey, they pick it for a reason. Phoenix, huh? Phoenix. Well, yeah, folks, do you understand that even the mainstream media is admitting that that was a satanic ritual they did at the Emmys? Even the left, they're admitting it. Joy Reid says, yeah, we won. We're allowed to do it. We won. Dennis.
Thanks, Coach. Oh, you surprised me. Hold on. You know what? Come back to me. I am so sorry. I just spaced what I was going to say. I apologize.
It happens. Kevin.
All right. So the ancient canal systems that you're talking about in Phoenix, okay, the way that they were done, built, the style, how they worked, the only other place on Earth that is like that is the ancient canals in Egypt along the Nile. Now, how do you suppose that both of those areas, both of those peoples knew how to do the same type of canal system off of the rivers there? There's a lot to it.
Mark Trump says the 33rd parallel is Death Row. How about that one? Huh? The 33rd parallel is Death Row. Wow.
They've built all of our prison systems all around the world. They take people to the ley line to kill them, to drain that energy at their death.
Energy.
As the spirit and the body separate, they tap into that moment.
Oh, Mark, this is so good. I'm going to send this to Spencer right now. And Spencer, I want you to put this in the chat, okay? Let's see here. I send it to Jared. You'll get it, right? There it comes to you. Reggie, then Mike. I'm sorry, Reggie, then Mike.
So growing up, I'm 52 in Arizona. I know my father was took us all over. Anyhow, our first governor, now if you understand what the governors are, same as presidents, they're small seats. He was entombed on a, he was actually ritually sacrificed, and it's okay with them to do this on January 1st, which is a high feast day. Okay. He was entombed in an Egyptian pyramid that was erected. This was 1914, I think, in Papago Park, which is called Papago Park, but it's the Papago Red Mountains. And they built the zoo around it to protect it, but there's other reasons because there's tunnels underneath.
Yep.
And they go all the way to the first temple of the Shriners, which is used to sit next to the Capitol. And on top of our Capitol, we have that so-called angel. But I was taken to the temple there, and it is, you walk in, and it has got all the steps up,
and it is Egyptian. There's so much, Coach, I could tell you. We could do a whole show on Arizona. So much. It's disgusting.
Dennis, come in. Come on, Dennis.
Okay, I remember. The Luciferians have a Jesus, too. So someone mentioned earlier that the two quarterbacks are, you know, profess Jesus. Well, I don't know what's in their hearts, but like I said, Luciferians have a Jesus, too. So just food for thought.
All right. Ah, Paul. I'm sorry. Mike, then Paul.
Coach, it's interesting. The sun god Ra, the name of this woman is Raina.
Uh-huh.
R-A. And it starts with R and ends in A.
They just pulled her off of this trash heap, right? They pulled her off of the trash heap. Come on.
Ooh.
Come on. I can name 1,000 people that ought to be doing the halftime show rather than Rihanna. Rihanna. R-A. R at the beginning, A at the end. Ra. 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 Ra at the end. Paul, Malcolm, sorry.
Yeah. Everybody's mentioning the 33 parallel. This crap is in your backyard. Every one of you have these Masonic temples in your vicinity. Get out there and, you know, stake these places out, man. This is what's going on here. I'm staying in my lane, Coach, because evil is in your backyard.
Okay, so folks, listen. I covet your prayers because we have dipped our toe into something here. We have dipped our toes into something. So I just ask that you would cover me, my family, and all of us associated with what's going on here. Just cover us in your prayers. Cover. Huh? No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. None. Ain't no weapon that they can do. Nothing that they can do to us. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But we're gonna have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. We're going to expose them. So I'm going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, but it's up to you guys to help us spread the word about what's going on. Mary Kelly, come quickly.
Rihanna used to work with Jay-Z, and Jay-Z used to set her up for all the gigs, and Rihanna just had a baby. Thank you. Love you. I'm back. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. God bless you. Stephen.
Hey, Coach, where's that link for that flyer so we can share it?
Put the link of the flyer. Can you do that, Spence? It's in the chat right now, Stephen. And it'll be posted on the website.
Thank you.
Mark Trump.
I've decided at this point that all of these stadiums built on these ley lines are Masonic temples. They are. And I'm going to do some research and find, hopefully, ceremonies documented for some of them, okay?
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Jack.
Yeah, just a question. If we're going to be serious about this hour-long prayer session, can we put out a bullet point of what we're specifically going to pray about? Like, I don't know, cameras falling out of the sky, power going off, towers coming down, whatever. Just let's be specific.
If we're going to be serious about it, I'm serious about it.
I know. Oh, I know you are.
Yeah. We're not going to be praying, oh, bless my family, bless my children. I'll be with Aunt Esther. We ain't praying those kind of prayers. No. We're going to war. We're going to war here. Craig.
Just to dovetail, kind of Mark. All right. Glendale was the most populous gold mining area of Arizona in history. So there's gold in that. Remember in Genesis 2, there was gold in the land. That's when God bought. So gold is always associated with the spiritual realm.
They've lied to us about their history, folks. Sorry. Sorry if you're not waking up to that. They've lied to us about our history. Myra, quickly.
Oh, I mean, I'm just in awe, and I'm so grateful to the Lord to be part of us, the huddle. It's such a blessing in my life. I work overnights, so I will join and do my prayer and pretty much live because I got to get some sleep because next thing I see, I'm doing the prayer and I coach Dave's.
So let me jump in because we're running out of time. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow. We'll have better, we'll have links. We'll make sure everybody knows where to go and all that kind of stuff. Folks, let's go to war. Let's go to war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God. Let's declare war on them.
Boom.
See you tomorrow.